Good afternoon on a beautiful Tuesday across eastern New York and western New England. There's a bit of a spring-like feel on this early summer day, and it was downright chilly across our area this morning. Temperatures were on the cold side to start off the day, but those numbers have quickly moved up this afternoon, though temperatures are still a bit below average for this time of year, and the humidity is very low as well. Our dew point temperatures are running largely in the 40s this afternoon, and that is very dry air given this time of year, and that's going to change quite dramatically later on this week. So if you like this cooler feel, though it's not really cold right now, but the low humidity feel, the kind of spring-like feel, well, that's going to change, and we're going to go back over to summer weather relatively soon. So those who enjoy summer heat and humidity, you're really going to enjoy the forecast moving ahead, especially for Friday and the weekend, and that heat may linger through at least part of next week. Right now, though, things are quiet across our area. We're seeing just a few wispy high clouds come through this afternoon, but there is no rain in our forecast heading into this evening. So if you have plans to be outside, it's going to be very, very nice. And if you don't have plans to be outside, you may want to at least schedule in maybe an extra long walk or something like that this afternoon, because the weather is really very, very comfortable given this time of year. It's going to remain pretty quiet heading into tonight. And I will point out, it's not going to be as chilly as it was last night. We're targeting lows largely in the 50s coming up tonight, though a few of the typically colder spots may sneak back into the 40s, but we should be able to avoid any of those sneaky 30s that we had in a couple of spots earlier today. Moving into the day tomorrow, a storm system will approach, so sunshine early on will fade behind increasing clouds as the day moves along. Temperatures will move up into the 70s tomorrow. I don't think the humidity is much of a big player, though it will be slightly more humid than it has been today, but certainly not oppressive. And then on tomorrow night into Thursday, it's going to feel more humid as we see the mugginess increase, and we're going to have a chance for some rain Wednesday night into Thursday. We definitely need the rain, so that's a good thing. And then on Friday, we'll start to build in that heat, and that heat will increase over the weekend with climbing levels of humidity. So start to think about those air conditioners, all of those things that we need to do when it starts to get hot, because it is going to be a rather long stretch of hot weather coming up the way it looks now. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cool, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of some afternoon showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cool, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and not as cool, low 55 to 60. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. There may be a few downpours, humid with highs in the 70s. Friday, mostly sunny, hot, and humid with highs in the 80s, a couple of spots, maybe close to 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.